أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتينا داود منا فضلا يا جبال أوبي معه والطير وألنا له الحديد أن اعمل سابغات وقدر في السرد واعملوا صالحا إني بما تعملون بصير ولسليمان الريح غدوها شهر ورواحها شهر وأسلنا له عين القطر ومن الجن من يعمل بين يديه بإذن ربه ومن يزغ منهم عن أمرنا نذقه من عذاب السعير يعملون له ما يشاء من محاريب وتماثيل وجفان كالجواب وقدور الراسيات اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور.
And we had bestowed a great bounty to Dawood alayhi salam from ourselves. O mountains and birds, recite the praises of Allah Ta'ala with him. And we had made iron soft for him, commanding him that make the coats of mail, make well the coats of mail, and balance properly and correctly the rings in the chain armor, and do righteous works, for I see all that you do. And we had made the winds obedient to Sulaiman alayhi salam. In the morning it would cover a month's distance, and in the evening it would cover a month's distance. And we had made the spring of bronze, we had made the spring of brass to flow for him. And there were jinnat that worked before him by the leave of his Rabb. And if any one of them turned away from our command, then we gave him a taste of the blazing fire. And they would work for him as he pleased, constructing mansions, images, and basins as huge as, reservoirs, and huge pots immovable. O people of Dawood alayhi salam, work with thanks, and very few of my servants are thankful. Dawood alayhi salam was blessed with kingdom, power, authority. With all this, he had not forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not forgotten himself. And at the end of each day, he would go out, changing his whole appearance and altering his attire, and find out from the rank and file, what do they feel about Dawood alayhi salam, impressing upon us that no matter how high one is, how great an individual may be, but he doesn't stop correcting himself, improving himself for the minor discrepancies that he thinks to be insignificant or the major problems. When the Nabi himself is finding out from the rank and file, what is, how do you feel and how do you see Dawood alayhi salam? And because there was justice all around, people were seen very, very well. So from all sides, there were just praises for Dawood alayhi salam. There wasn't a plain person that would complain against him. Allah Ta'ala sent an angel one day, and the angel replied when he asked, how do you find Dawood alayhi salam? He says, he's a wonderful person for himself and for the public as well. Had he not been just one thing, then he would have been the most excellent person. And that is, he eats from the public treasury as well as his household. If he could make some other arrangements for this, then this would have been better. Dawood alayhi salam immediately fell into sajda, prayed to Allah Ta'ala, crying to him to grant him his skill, whereby he could sustain himself and his family. And Allah Ta'ala made iron pliant for him, soft for him, that he could give it the shape of his choice. That became the means of his livelihood. And he was the first one to initiate the coats of mail, the chain armor. So Allah Ta'ala showed him and gave him a skill as well. An'amal sabiqat, that when you are manufacturing this coat of mail, see that you do it well. And balance well the rings in the chain armor. See that it's balanced well, because the chain and the rings have to fit into each other correctly and properly, so that it makes it comfortable for the person at the time of fierce warfare. But overall, do righteous works, for I see all that you do. So Allah Ta'ala blessed him with this skill that he could sustain himself. Then his son Sulaiman alayhi salam was also a king. Allah Ta'ala blessed him with kingdom as well. And we had made the winds subservient, obedient for him. But in a single morning, the wind would cover a month's journey. He, as well as his entire army, they would all get on to whatever type of platform they had made. And the wind would blow up and take them up and cover for them a month's journey just in one single morning. A month's journey would be covered in the evening, a month's journey would be covered in the morning. And further, for him, we had made the spring of brass to flow. And there were jinnat that used to work before him by the leave of his hisab. The question of getting jinnat to your service, making them subservient, is it permissible or not? So if it is the wrong ways that have been approached to make them serve you, obviously it will be haram and forbidden. If someone used wrong methods, like wrong words, words of shirk, or he practiced something napak in order to get the jinnat under his sway and get them to serve him, obviously this will be haram. At times it will be kufr and disbelief, because he's been employing the wrong things to get the jinnat to serve him. Similarly, if he's using jinnat for his personal comfort and personal ease, personal reasons, for his personal benefit, then too it is incorrect. But if it is that he's using jinnat and he's using the right procedures to get them to serve him, so the words that he's uttering to get them to serve him is right words that are in conformity with the Quran and the Hadith, nothing out of the deen, no wrong procedures have been used, and he's using them also for the right reasons, for protection, for himself or for the people in general, so he's using them for the right reasons, then obviously it will be permissible for him to employ them and use them for this type of right reasons. So Allah Ta'ala had made the jinnat obedient to Sulaiman alayhi salam. They would do as he would please. And may yazigh minhum an amrina. And if any one of them had turned away from our command, made him taste the punishment of a blazing fire. Ya'amaluna lahu ma yasha'u min maharib wa tamathil. This jinnat would work for him as he pleased, constructing mansions and images. Images, they could be of animate objects and of inanimate objects. In the Sharia of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the images of animate objects are forbidden. Anything that is animate, then to make an image, to take a photo or to draw a sketch or a portrait of an animate object, obviously is haram and forbidden. And the Hadith has emphasized upon this, that the Malaika of Rahmah go away from that place where there are images of animate objects. Therefore, we see in our masajid, etc., the masajid are clear of these things, any type of an animate object. The Malaika don't come, and when the Malaika don't come in that place, then the place is covered by wrong feelings, shaitans, etc. They will cover the place. When they will cover and fill the place, then the initiative or the enthusiasm to do good will be killed. Now, a person wants to do good, but there is no drive in him. There is no enthusiasm for him to do good. And wrong type of stray thoughts will cover his mind. Because the initiative is gone, the enthusiasm and yearning of righteousness is gone. Shaitan have covered the place and filled up the space. So stray thoughts, wrong type of ideas, anger, etc. will overtake him. He's no more guarded and protected by the malaika. So therefore the hadith has warned about this, that the curse of Allah Ta'ala is upon such a person that takes an image of an animate object. Similarly, a person who takes up a dog. So these people are under divine curse all the time. Further, the hadith says that the worst type of punishment is meted out to such people. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah has written a special kitab on this subject, that people are taking photographs and they are misconstruing, they are giving a wrong explanation to this, as though they are legitimizing this, that a photo will be a photo, tasweer will be tasweer, no matter how you have taken it, through digital means, through hands or through paintings and brushes, whichever way you have taken it, but that picture would remain a picture. So this will be forbidden, and the divine curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala falls on such a person. Overall, they should build things like images, jifanin kal jawab, basins as huge as ponds and reservoirs, and pots so huge that were immovable. And after all these favors Allah Ta'ala had commanded, O people of Dawud alayhi salam, work with thanks. So Dawud alayhi salam had programmed and planned his entire home. There wasn't a moment in the entire day and night where some person of the household was not engaged in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. This very ibadat, namaz, and engaging in Allah Ta'ala's ibadat, remembering him, this is that shukr, this is that token of appreciation that we show to Allah Ta'ala for the blessing of iman, for the blessings of whatever good we enjoy and see before us. Hence the hadith says that a person who has got these three characteristics, then he has been blessed with the blessings and the excellence of the people of Dawud alayhi salam. One is this, that at the time of anger and happiness, he maintains justice. I'm happy with you, I'm still just. And I'm unhappy with you, I'm still just. I don't move away from the parameters of justice, no matter what my moods are. I'm happy or I'm disgusted, but I remain within the confines of justice at all times. Number two, at the time of constraints and prosperity, I live with moderation. So whether it is prosperity, whether it is constraints, but you live with moderation under all circumstance. And the number three is, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala both when you are alone and when you are amongst people. So the one that has got these three, then he has as though been blessed with the excellence and the virtue of the people of Dawud alayhi salam. So Allah ta'ala blessing him with all these great favors that were unprecedented. After all, Allah Pak says, work with thanks, and very few of my servants are thankful. This is the weakness of man. He will cry about those difficult moments, but the favors that he enjoys at the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he doesn't even talk about it. He doesn't show appreciation. He doesn't show the thanks that it requires. I give us the